Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family.
This is the famous footwear that everyone has on their holiday wish list. So don't wait to make it famous. Whether you're searching for their favorite character shoes or the hottest sneakers, slippers, and boots, Famous Footwear has the newest styles from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, Timberland, and more. Unwrap Famous today and make everyone's holidays merry with buy one, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
Coming soon, it's Holiday Wars.
Honey, do your parents have to stay here?
A family at a breaking point.
That's my food! Ugh.
Battle lines were drawn.
But you love Aunt Marnie.
Suddenly, Prime Video appeared. Enter new holiday hits like Red One and Candy Cane Lane on Prime. Movies like Home Alone and Miracle on 34th Street to rent or buy. The chaos silenced.
That was fun.
Can your parents leave now?
Come together at the holidays with Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership not required to rent or buy. See Amazon.com/Prime for details.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News, Wisconsin school shooting. I'm Michelle Franzen. Police investigating a deadly shooting at the Abundant Life Christian School in Madison today. At least two people are dead, six others injured. Police Chief Sean Barnes says the shooter is also dead.
We're currently processing the scene. We're interviewing those who may have been witnesses, and we're obtaining search warrants to get additional information.
Police have not identified the teen shooter.
The shooter was a teenager who attended Abundant Life Christian School, who Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes says used a handgun to kill a teacher and a fellow student and injure others, including two students who were in critical condition.
Why did this happen? What do we know? What was the motivation? I do not know.
When police arrived on the campus, a shooter was dead of suicide. Police did not fire any shots. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Other area schools were put on lockdown for a short time as a precaution. This is ABC News. A woman in Texas loses her life savings after clicking on a pop-up ad on the internet.
A pop-up window advises that the computer is infected with a virus and that the user should call a specific phone number. Over 3 days, a woman in Pasadena, Texas was convinced that she needed to move all of the funds in her bank account to what she thought was a new account. Pasadena Police Detective Jonathan Jernigan.
Just need to question everything. Every phone call you get, every email you get, every text message you get.
The victim in Pasadena, a woman in her 80s, handed over $150,000 to scammers. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Starting in September of 2027, all new passenger vehicles will have to have an alarm for rear seat passengers if they don't buckle up. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or NHTSA, finalized the rule today. The agency also calling for an enhanced warning if front seat belts are not fastened. The agency also says it estimates the rule will save 50 lives per year. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need three more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
JCPenney has more gifts, bigger savings for every holiday wish list. Celebrate the season that never stops giving. From denim to diamonds, PJs to perfume, and mixers to massagers, we're giving you more options than ever at a value that helps you give a little extra. Looking for more bright ideas? We've got the big brands everyone wants. From Levi's to Legos, there's more to love for them and you. All the deals, all the feels, all the gifts to go around. JCPenney, make it count.
Smart businesses advertise on local radio. Durand's WRDN, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Business owners, listen up. What's the one advertising method that doesn't cost your customers money? Radio. It's portable. It's in cars, offices, homes, and businesses, and free to your potential customers. Radio works. Ask our advertisers, and you'll want your business on Durand's WRDN radio at 1430 AM and now at 107.3 FM. Call 672-8989 today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-20s.
A cloudy sky for tomorrow with snow showers in the late afternoon and evening. Accumulations likely by early Wednesday. Highs in the low 30s. Mostly cloudy and mid-20s for highs Wednesday. More snow showers Wednesday night and Thursday. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. It's 39 right now.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. A school shooting shocks Madison. It happened just before 11 o'clock Monday morning at Abundant Life Christian School on the city's east side. Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Three people are dead, including the suspect shooter. We know that the suspect shooter was a teenage student who attended the school.
Also killed, a teacher and teenage student, six other students injured, including two with life-threatening injuries. Barnes said the shooter was already dead when officers entered the building, and the shooter's family is cooperating with investigators. Stressing sober driving during the holidays, the State Patrol will join law enforcement agencies around Wisconsin for the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign now through New Year's Day. Officers will work to stop impaired drivers during the holiday season. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Steel holiday savings are here. Make room under the tree for gifts at the top of their wish list. Right now, power up the holidays with great deals on long-lasting tools. Find the perfect gift at your local Steel dealer or shop the Steel Holiday Gift Guide at steelusa.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand, the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand, Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's Better in Blue at Martin Transport, and SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. The Buffalo County Board will be meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion and possible action on an ordinance allowing former owners of property that was lost due to taxes preference to repurchase the property, a resolution on the issuance of a $400,000 general obligation promissory note, and approval of 2025 non-union wages. Tonight's meeting begins at 7 in the boardroom at the Government Center in Alma. There's already another delay in Lily Peters' murder trial. The judge in the case last week pushed back the next hearing in the case until June. The two sides were supposed to be in court in Chippewa Falls in April to get a trial date for the case. The judge has previously said he doesn't expect a trial until sometime in 2026. Peters was killed in April of 2022. Lawyers for the teenager accused of killing her want to move the trial out of Chippewa County. They say it would be tough to get a fair trial in Chippewa Falls. Authorities in Barron County are investigating after they found two people dead at a home in Chautauqua. Deputies say they received the call yesterday about a woman lying outside the house in a pool of blood. When deputies arrived, they found the woman outside and a man inside. He was dead as well. The sheriff's department is not saying how the two died, but investigators say there's no danger to the public. A Winona County judge has granted a request to allow media coverage of the sentencing of Adam Fravel. Fravel was found guilty of the murder of Madeline Kingsbury last month, and his sentencing hearing trial will be held next week. The judge denied requests for in-court coverage of Fravel's trial, but approved audio and video coverage of the sentencing hearing. Kingsbury's family plans to give victim impact statements during Tuesday's sentencing. We're receiving word of a pipeline leak in central Wisconsin that saw thousands of gallons of oil spilled last month. The Department of Natural Resources says the leak on the Enbridge Line 6 pipeline spilled 70,000 gallons of fuel oil. The leak was discovered on November 11th, but state regulators say the oil may have been leaking for days before that. Crews immediately jumped in on the cleanup. There's no word on just how bad the spill damage was. Environmentalists in Wisconsin say the leak was happening at the same time that the DNR was giving Enbridge the go-ahead to reroute its Line 5 pipeline through northern Wisconsin. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see: JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop. Madison Street, Durand.
The Pepin County Sheriff's Department is increasing patrols and taking part in the national Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign that runs this holiday season through January 1st. The campaign aims to ensure the safety of everyone traveling this holiday season by preventing impaired driving. Law enforcement officers across Wisconsin will be working throughout the campaign to identify and stop impaired drivers. There will be extra patrols. The department's message is simple. If you're driving impaired, you will be caught. The Buffalo County Sheriff's Department is warning residents of phone scams. The department is telling residents if they receive a phone call with an unfamiliar number to ignore the call. According to Sheriff Mike Osmond, the calls are from international scammers and make victims believe a loved one has called for bail money or is in a medical emergency, or victims have been made to think they're being blackmailed. If you receive a call you are suspicious about, residents are advised to call the sheriff's department first. Remember, law enforcement will never call you asking for money. There's a suspect in custody for a deadly weekend stabbing at the Do Dodge Inn. Eau Claire police say they received the call about a stabbing at about 6 p.m. Saturday night. Officers said they tried to save the victim, but the victim died at the hospital. There's no word yet on who was arrested, who died, or what led up to the stabbing. It's prison time for a Chippewa Falls man caught by bikers against predators. A judge gave 26-year-old Stephen Burich 4.5 years in prison for sending pictures to a child under 13 years old. Burich had just been released from prison 1 month before his arrest last year. The group, Bikers Against Predators, worked with authorities on a sting. They met Burich at Quick Trip in Chippewa Falls. They say he was there to have sex with an 11-year-old girl. One of Eau Claire's lawmakers has gone to police after he says his daughter stole thousands of dollars from his campaign fund. State Senator Jesse James Friday announced that he discovered $32,000 in missing campaign money. He said his daughter, who is his campaign treasurer, is suspected of taking it. James says he's going public with the story to be honest with voters. And he said no one in Wisconsin is above the law. There's no word about just where the investigation into the missing money stands or whether any arrests are pending. You're listening to WRDN News.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit NTEC.net to learn more. That's NTEC.net.
A Dane County family is celebrating an early Christmas miracle after being reunited with their cat that was missing for more than a decade. Dave Dexter says the family cat, Rutherford, apparently slipped out of the house one day in 2013. He said that about after 6 months or a year, we kind of resigned ourselves to the fact that he wasn't coming back. A few weeks ago, they received a call from a veterinary office in Georgia saying they identified Rutherford through his microchip. He had been found on the side of the road in the town of Dillard, about 900 miles away from the Dexter household, and not far from where Hurricanes Helene and Milton had hit during the summer. After letting Rutherford stay a few weeks with the Georgia vet for treatment, Dexter flew down, picked him up, and brought Rutherford back home. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Sweetie, come here. Don't worry. I see a lot of patients with the exact same thing.
Ever since the ice skating rink went in next door?
Or is it more than
Dr. Clark's business is heating up.
So many patients need my help. How will I find time to see all of them?
They need to hire a scheduler, stat.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Cindric sees success in Team Penske future. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
While the final checkered flag is flown on the 2024 NASCAR season, the season never ends on NASCAR Live Wide Open. This offseason, we will rank MRN's top 10 races of 2024.
He goes below the double yellow line. Checkered flag is out. Harrison Burton gets to the line by half a car length.
Checkered flag is in the air. Cookout Southern 500 win is going to go to Chase Briscoe.
Will your favorite race of the year make the cut? Download new episodes of NASCAR Live Wide Open every Thursday to find out.
It may be the off-season for sprint car racing, but you can still check out years of Wing Nation's programs to get that sprint car fixed. I'm Steve Post from Wing Nation. You can head to our YouTube or Facebook page or any of the audio podcast platforms to check out interviews with the champions, the race winners, the personalities, and the stories that you won't find anywhere else. Champion David Gravel. Hello, David. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Wing Nation, we are your home for sprint car racing.
Austin Cindric captured a berth in his second NASCAR Cup Series playoffs with a June victory at Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway. Heading into his fourth full-time Cup season next year, the 26-year-old Team Penske pilot believes his number 2-4 team is on the brink of bigger, better success.
I think the playoffs as a whole, you know, definitely provided us with a lot of great data points at important racetracks going into next year. For us and the company, I think there's part of me that definitely didn't want the season to end because I feel like we're definitely on a climb with our team and our processes going back to tracks for the second time. But otherwise, still a lot to work on the offseason, a lot of opportunities to keep moving forward.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
The spirit of the Cowboys special.
Spirit comes from soul. It's not something that happens to you. It's something that happens in you.
You take pride in yourself. You take pride in your brand.
It's hard work. It's perseverance. It's dedication. And it's preserving what's old and keeping it new.
The spirit of the Cowboys is the last wild free thing left.
Boot Barn. Share the West.
New deals on last-minute holiday finds just dropped at Lowe's. Save $600 on a Whirlpool fingerprint-resistant stainless steel side-by-side refrigerator. Plus, MyLowe's Rewards members save $50 on an Allen & Roth Brighton pull-down kitchen faucet. Your choice of finishes for $79. Lowe's knows deals. Offers valid 12/12 through 12/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Week 15 of the NFL season comes to a close tonight with a pair of games. I'm Bill Scott with sports. In the Twin Cities, the Minnesota Vikings play host to the Chicago Bears. A Vikings win would officially eliminate the Packers from NFC North divisional title contention. Atlanta Falcons also in Las Vegas to face the Raiders tonight. Football Badgers landing two more players in the transfer portal today, a quarterback and a defensive lineman. Coming to Madison is San Diego State sophomore-to-be Danny O'Neill, who threw for more than 2,100 yards, 12 touchdowns, and 6 picks. Corey Walker is a defensive lineman from Western Michigan who has 1 year of eligibility left and played against the Badgers this season. The Bucks have a practice day today as they get ready for tomorrow night's NBA Cup Championship against the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Bucks advance with a semifinal win over Atlanta. Hockey Badgers go into the holiday break after taking 4 of 6 points from the Michigan Wolverines in Ann Arbor over the weekend. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for public comments on a proposed new deer management unit rule. The agency is looking at maybe changing some management unit boundaries and wants you to chime in. I'll tell you how you can do that when we return, but first...
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR last week announced the start of a public comment period for a draft rule that would rework portions of the state's deer management unit boundaries. The public comment period runs until Friday, January 10th. The draft rule would allow the DNR to carry out the deer management unit boundary changes being proposed as part of this year's review process. The draft rule proposes a return to habitat-based deer management units in the Northern Forest Zone, and it adjusts a portion of the Central Forest Deer Management Zone boundary and select metropolitan subunit boundaries. The DNR is hosting a virtual public hearing on the matter on Wednesday, January 8th at 5 p.m. in order to give the public another opportunity to provide a formal comment on this draft rule. For more details, go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Proposed Administrative Rules. There you'll find a link to the draft rule and details of the public hearing. Submit comments by January 10th. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before December 31st and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st. So call now and you'll save even more. Here's the number, 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE, 877-26-BIBLE.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight to a low in the mid-20s. A cloudy sky for tomorrow with snow showers in the late afternoon and evening. Accumulations likely by early Wednesday. Highs in the low 30s. Mostly cloudy and mid-20s for highs Wednesday. More snow showers Wednesday night and Thursday. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage.
It's 39 right now.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Happy Monday, by the way. It is the last full trading week of 2024 for the markets. As we know, the next two Wednesdays after this week are all holiday focused. And of course, we're going to take a look at what happened in this market trade today. You know, as we quickly glance at those numbers, we know that corn finished higher. Wheat ended up mixed and it was lower on the soybean side. We're not even going to talk about the drop that we saw in the livestock, but definitely seeing a feel there in the market trade action. Jeff Peterson is joining us today. He is with Heartland Farm Partners as we break down what we've seen within this market trade. So let's start out with the corn. What would you describe, or what do you think about the way this corn market's trading today?
You know, overall, the corn market actually feels pretty good. If you look back and, you know, you look at where the November WASDE report was, and then you take a look at the December, you know, we continue to see tightening up on those ending stocks. And in addition, as we go forward in the January report, I think we'll get a chance maybe even to tighten the stocks up a little more. I think we'll see a little bit, you know, better demand numbers yet on probably the ethanol and also the export side, but I think we'll also see a smaller yield. So you bring that all together, and that's giving that corn market a little bit of support out there. If you think about it, there's a lot of unknowns yet about that South American corn crop. You know, obviously the first corn crop off to a good start, but a lot of questions yet on that safrina corn crop. And you'll hear pretty soon, we'll hear some soybean harvest being talked about, and immediately after that, we know that'll be followed up the start of that safrina corn crop. As we dig a little bit deeper into that corn market, we've held some support levels very well. We know we've got resistance up there about 6 cents above us. But as we dig in and look at the fund position, you know, the funds, you know, as of this past Friday's report that came out from the CFTC, they're sitting long about 165,890 contracts. And then as of Friday's trade, they were still long about 148,000 contracts. So we would have had them for this past week, and that's taken into account futures and options buying about 77,000 contracts. In addition, you know, our export inspections look good on corn. Export sales continue to be good. Margins are probably good enough on the ethanol side to keep them, you know, aggressively buying. So, you know, overall, the corn market actually looks pretty good, Susan.
What about the soybeans, though? If anybody's had a struggle bus Monday, it would have to be this soybean market.
It really would be, you know, looking at January soybeans. You know, they fared a little better than the March soybeans. January beans were down 6 1/4, ended up having March soybeans down 9. So pulling a little bit of carry out of the market. You know, and unfortunately, we traded just a penny off the low. You know, at one point today, the market was higher on beans, but just was not quite able to continue to hold any strength together there. As we dig in and look at the fund position on the soybean side, you know, they're just the opposite of what we see on the corn. They're short that market. The funds are about 58,320 contracts. And then even as of this past Friday, when we adjust the numbers on the CFTC report, you know, they were short about 58,000 contracts. And if you look overall at the bean market, kind of a completely different setup than corn. You know, the bean crop looks like it's going to be a record. Weather looks really overall pretty good down there. We're still continue to get some good export inspections and some good export sales, but we're seeing, you know, a lot of volatility over there in that palm oil market, and that's spilling over, giving us a little bit of pressure over on the soybeans. We saw that show up in that bean oil. So just not a lot of strength right now in that beans complex today, Susan.
Well, you know, Jeff, you talk about that palm oil market. What type of impact is that going to play and continue to play for these soybeans?
You know, it is having a lot of impact, and we've seen a lot of, you know, swings on the supply and demand sides on palm oil. So, for instance, as we dig deeper into the numbers, if we look at October, their production was off about 7% and on the palm oil side, and November was off another 10%. While you had all that going on, their export sales were actually up about 18% as we were looking at the November. So they've had some tightening up on their stocks also. And what's really interesting is that normally we'd have soybean oil priced higher than what the palm oil side is. But actually, we've had just the opposite here lately, where we've had soybean oil trailing. And that's been really good for export sales on the soybean oil because palm oil is priced where it's at. It opens the door for some additional, you know, export demand out there on soybean oil. We know in the December WASDE report, USDA did have to increase the export sales for soybean oil. I think they're going to have to do that again down the road. So, you know, unfortunately, though, we did see that palm oil price roll over. We had some strength in that market. It rolled over. And when that rolls over and goes down, then that does go over and put some pressure on the soybean side, Susan.
And it should come as no surprise that we may have to talk about this more in the second half, but South American weather right now is as good as it's been, and it sounds like it's going to hold its own for a while.
Yeah, as you take a look at that weather, you're exactly right. It does look really good. As you look through Brazil, really, there really isn't any particular threats on the moisture side. However, what we do know is with the La Nina setup, we know that can bring us some drier conditions in the southern part of Brazil, maybe down in the Rio Grande do Sul. We know temperature-wise, as we look out, you know, for Brazil, a little bit below normal on the temperature side. Then you look to Argentina, and they aren't faring quite as well, but things are rolling along okay. They're getting that corn crop in. They're getting that bean crop in. But as you move further south, you get down to Buenos Aires. Areas getting a little dry, and they've actually, you know, slowed up planting some of the corn because of those conditions. And unlike Brazil, though, we do look like we're going to see a little bit of above normal temperature showing up there. Now, the one thing I would say is that we've had some very good weather conditions down there. But I think overall, the thing we have to remember is that going forward, we're in a very, very critical time. And when we focus in particular on Brazil, I would say over the next, you know, 5 weeks in here, we do need to continue to see really good weather happen. Or if we get any little weather scare, this market on the soybean side will be very quick to respond, Susan.
Well, stick around, folks. We come back. We're going to continue to talk about what we're seeing in the marketplace from a grain perspective. Some caught off a little surprise with the NOPA crush numbers. We're going to break those down when we come back. Also look at some export inspections. And, of course, got to talk about it. What are you going to do for marketing as we hit 2025? More is coming up. The Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Our conversation continues with Jeff Peterson. He's with Heartland Farm Partners. And as we went to break, we were talking a little bit about what was happening weather-wise in South America. And I know some very early bean harvest is underway. I've only seen a few rumblings on Twitter, well, now called X. But obviously, the biggest bulk of it's not going to happen for a couple weeks until we hit January. But what are you hearing? And is the weather that we're dealing with right now pretty conducive to those guys getting the beans out of the field?
Well, it is. But the other thing we do need to talk about, and it all really started with kind of the weather conditions that we ended up having, you know, starting back in September. Everything got planted fine, but everything, if you think about it, on the Brazilian crop did on the soybean side kind of get pushed together. And it isn't that it's really going to hurt the yield on it. I mean, there'll be plenty of time, and it got planted probably early enough that most of the harvest will come off fast enough that it really won't hurt the safrinha crop. But since it all kind of got pressed together, that does bring up some potential problems when it does come time to harvest. And if we would get some really rainy conditions, you could have a larger amount of the crop that actually could be impacted. And what could that do? You know, we know that down there, normally around here, we have too much rain. We always think about, well, that could cause us, when you have the pods drying out, to have some harvest loss. Down there, it goes a step further. You know, you could end up having some damage because it's so wet in the, you know, whether it be rotting or mold or some type of damage on the soybeans. So that's something we'll have to watch. It because of the conditions we have in the weather, that brings up an additional factor to be watched this year, Susan.
So the crush numbers, the NOPA crush numbers came out this morning, and there was a drop in them. And just in the few readings I was looking at, may have caught a few by surprise to see the kind of drop it made.
Yeah, you know, I think you're right. It probably did catch a few by surprise. You know, the market was expecting 196.7 million bushels be crushed. You know, we came in at 193.19. Now, that is down from October at 199.94. But the thing we do have to put in perspective is that the numbers that I'm showing from last year during November would have been 189. So we are up about 2.2%. The other thing about it is that that was a new record for November. So even though it was less than what was expected, it still was a new record. And as we dig deeper and we break that crush rate down on a daily basis, it is, for the month, would be the third highest daily crush rate that there has been out there. And to kind of put a few things in perspective, I know a lot of people were disappointed that it was, you know, was a little lower than we had last month, but that's not uncommon. The October crush is typically higher than what we see November, but then we do see some rebound, and we know that the December crush will come back, and I think that'll be the case again this year. As a matter of fact, I'll go out on a limb there, Susan, say I think the December crush will set a new all-time record for any months, because we do have additional plants coming online. We do have additional plants that are ramping up. Now, that does put more soybean oil out there, and there's really good demand for that. But the thing we do have to watch, though, is that does continue to put some pressure out there on the soybean meal side. It's really good if you're on the poultry side or if you're sitting there on the hog side, but that does put some pressure on that market. And we're going to have to watch that market, because we know that the soybean meal does make up, and it's a very important part of that overall crush for those plants, Susan.
So what about as we look at it, the inspection numbers? I'm trying to spit the words out. Those export numbers that came out today, what was your takeaway there?
Yeah, overall, you know, it's always good. We get into Mondays, we get a chance to see, hey, what are we actually shipping? We know the sales were important, but just as important, especially this time of year, those export inspections. And taking a look at corn, actually corn came in towards the top end of the range. You know, on the top end side, the trade was expecting 1.2 million metric tons, came in at 1.13 million metric tons. That was actually up from the 1,058,000 last week. And to kind of put things in perspective, year over year, crop year to date, you know, and the crop year started back there in September, we're up 31% compared to last year. Now, USDA did increase the export sales in the December WASD, but currently they're expecting us to be up about 7.9% higher than last year on overall export sales. Now, the 31% that we're up, we're also seeing some very strong amounts over on the sales side, too. We will not be that much higher when we get to the end of the year, but I think it does open up the door to see some additional increases in corn exports down the road. Over on the soybean side, another good week, 1.676 million metric tons, down slightly from last week, but still, compared to last year, up about 19%. USDA says our export sales are going to be up about 7.6%.
And finally, any thoughts we should be doing when it comes to marketing?
Yeah, a few things in here. If you haven't had a chance on this run to make some sales on corn, I think this is an area in here you can still go ahead and sell some additional sales on the old crop side. Wouldn't do anything yet on the new crop, on the 25 crop. And then on the basis side, I think if you got some stuff you're going to move here in December or first part of January, I think getting basis locked up would be a good thing, Susan.
All right. Best way for folks to get a hold of you, Jeff.
Yeah, give me a call at 402-366-4694. Check us out on the web at heartlandfarmpartners.com or follow me on X, for me Twitter at JeffPeterson01.
And that is, of course, today's Channel Final Bell. Channel Final Bell brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durant can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. As the area's number one home seller, we have the experience and commitment to help you navigate the complex real estate market. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned veteran looking to sell your current property, Prime Realty is your guide toward home ownership. Like Prime Realty guys on Facebook or visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Steffes Group. See all their upcoming auctions at steffesgroup.com. Dock workers at container ports up and down the East and Gulf coasts of the United States could go on strike as early as January 15th if they don't have a new contract. Negotiations have stalled, but important people are weighing in. I'll have the details after this. Attention farmers, ranchers, and construction professionals. It's time to gear up for 2025. Whether you're upgrading your operation, expanding your fleet, or finding the right tools to take your business to the next level, Steffes Group has you covered. With auctions happening throughout December, you'll find a wide variety of high-quality equipment, from tractors and combines to construction machinery, trucks, and more. Bid with confidence, knowing you're working with a trusted leader in the auction industry, backed by decades of auction expertise. Go to steffesgroup.com now to check out all of the December auctions. Have items to sell? There's still time to list with Steffes Group. Whether you have one item or an entire fleet, our team is dedicated to helping you maximize your returns while reaching our extensive network of qualified buyers across the country. Visit steffesgroup.com today. That's steffesgroup.com. 2 months ago, all containerized exports from ports along the Gulf and East Coasts came to a standstill as the International Longshoremen's Association went on strike for 3 days. That strike ended after both sides agreed to continued negotiations with a deadline of January 15th for a new contract. Since November, however, talks have stalled and the risk of a strike is rising. The dispute between the International Longshoremen Associations and the U.S. Maritime Alliance centers on automation. The USMX has pushed for increased automation to enhance efficiency and lower costs at the port, while the ILA remains firmly opposed, arguing that human oversight is critical for handling billions of dollars in cargo. After negotiations broke down, both sides accused the other of bad faith bargaining. Meanwhile, hundreds of shippers have called on both parties to return to the table and avoid further disruptions. Dr. Jason Miller, a professor of supply chain management at Michigan State University, highlighted the stakes involved in the dispute. According to him, the USMX doesn't have a strong incentive to yield, as disruptions at the port often drive ocean spot rates higher, benefiting operators. However, the broader economic impacts of a prolonged strike could ripple through the supply chain, affecting everyone in the U.S. The U.S. Meat Export Federation has also voiced concerns. Ports on the East and Gulf Coasts handled nearly $3 billion in red meat exports during just the first 7 months of this year. A disruption of even 1 week could jeopardize nearly $320 million worth of containerized ag exports. That would include soybeans, poultry, hay, cotton, vegetables, and dairy products. Prolonged strikes could significantly impact farmers who rely on these ports to move their products to global markets. And the strike is gaining attention. At the end of last week, President-elect Trump issued a statement in support of the union stance, saying that automation causes distress, hurt, and harm to Americans. I'll be back with more after this.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
As the January 15th deadline for a port strike approaches, farmers and exporters should prepare for potential disruptions. Given the recent strength in the cattle complex in particular, loss of container exports could be a price risk for the first quarter of 2025, and beef producers need to be aware. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by the Steffes Group. See the full lineup of December auctions at steffesgroup.com. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight to a low in the mid-20s. A cloudy sky for tomorrow with snow showers in the late afternoon and evening. Accumulations likely by early Wednesday. Highs in the low 30s. Mostly cloudy and mid-20s for highs Wednesday. More snow showers Wednesday night and Thursday. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Right now it's 38.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
My style, but the night is young and I speak. got you covered. From Dell to Dawn to Dixie on my mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Sitting all alone over on the tailgate, tan legs swinging by a Georgia plate. I was looking for her boyfriend, thinking no way she ain't got one. Soon as I sat down, I was falling in love, trying to pour a little sugar in her Dixie cup. Talking over the speakers in the back of that truck, she jumped up and cut me off. She was like, oh my God, this is my song. I've been listening to the radio all night long, sitting around waiting for it to come on, and here it is. She was like, come here, boy, I wanna dance. For I said a word, she was taking my hand, spinning me it just one more time. But a little while later, we were sitting in the drive in my truck. Before I walked her to the door, I was scanning like a fool. AM, FM, XM tune. But I stopped real quick when I heard that groove. Man, you should have seen her light up. She was like, oh my God, this is my song. We've been listening to the radio all night long. I can't believe that it came back on, but here it is. She was like, come here, boy, I want to dance. For I said a word, she was taking my hand. Spinning in the headlights, she gave me a goodnight kiss. And I said, play it again, play it again, play it again. And she said, play it again, play it again, play it again. The next Friday night, we were sitting out under the stars. You should have seen her smile when I broke out my guitar. She was like, oh my, this is my song. I've been listening to the radio all night long, sitting around waiting for it to come on, and here it is. She was like, come here, boy, I wanna dance. For I said a word, she was taking my hand. Spinning in the headlights, she gave me a goodnight kiss. And she said, play it again, play it again, play it again.
George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM. WRDN.
She couldn't keep from crying when she told me goodbye. Well, I knew, Lord, it was breaking her heart, and she was breaking mine. So for the sake of her feelings and the sake of my pride, I told her not to worry about me. So I'm sitting here soaking up the neon lights, misery looking for